You don't have to look too far to find a tech scene that's still booming, but you might have to cross the border. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. It's been kind of a tough 6 months for the tech industry in the U.S. Just last month, Meta announced another round of 10,000 job cuts after 11,000 at the end of the year. Google, Microsoft, Twitter, and dozens more companies that aren't household names have all laid off workers en masse as the pandemic hiring spree ran into rising interest rates and changing consumer behaviors. But just south of the border in Tijuana, the IT industry is still heating up. It's a phenomenon sometimes called nearshoring, like offshoring, where jobs move abroad, but not halfway around the world. KPBS reporter Gustavo Solis has more on the tech boom in Mexico.
In a high-rise office space in Tijuana's Chapultepec neighborhood, dozens of programmers and coders sit at their desks. They like to joke around while they work. These are some of the roughly 20,000 IT workers in Tijuana, and that number is expected to triple within the next decade. It's a sign of Tijuana's booming tech sector. The labor shortage north of the border is fueling growth down here.
There is this extreme need for engineers in the U.S., and right now they're not meeting that demand.
That's Omar Parra, an engineering director with a company called iTijuana, which connects American firms with Mexican talent. American companies can pay Mexican tech workers a fraction of what they pay U.S.-based employees. Parra says his Tijuana workers are very much part of the team with their American counterparts.
It's not like we get assigned projects and then we just send them back. We create teams around their own organization, so we totally adapt to what they have already.
Those teams include everything: engineers, managers, site directors, not to mention software developers well-versed in multiple languages, like
iOS development, Android, full stack, web, cloud, DevOps, DBAs, and so on.
It's a hiring boom caused by the tech layoffs in the U.S., says Fernando Torres. He works for Softech, the largest IT nearshoring company in Mexico.
Ahorita sí estamos entrando como que en un boom.
Torres says this boom isn't isolated to companies in the tech sector. Industries like banking, transportation, retail, and tourism are all looking for IT talent. David Fishman is seeing the same thing. He's the CEO of a recruiting firm called Sparrow Company.
We had so much work that we couldn't keep up with it.
He says the pandemic's disruption to supply chains forced companies to think outside the box. And for a lot of them, that meant Mexico.
Companies woke up, not just the big multinationals, but the smaller, the $50 million to $100 million company saying, hey, we'd like to add IT staff. Everybody was going to Mexico.
And Tijuana wants everybody to come. The city has 35 public and private universities and more than 14,000 students enrolled in engineering programs. Their bet is that American companies will continue to look for a good deal and new talent south of the border.
That was KPBS reporter Gustavo Solis. We've got a whole lot more on the tech layoffs in the U.S., including what they mean for the sort of cultural trope of working in tech as the ultimate cush dream job, and why it seems like all the tech companies are doing and saying the same things with these layoffs. It's all at our website, marketplacetech.org. Now, we should note that many of the layoffs in tech companies in the U.S. aren't really affecting the technical workforce. It's jobs in recruiting and HR that have been particularly hard hit. So it's not as if, engineers and software developers with specialized tech skills are necessarily having a tough time in the job market. In fact, a recent report from the trade group CompTIA, the Computing Technology Industry Association, showed openings for tech jobs in the U.S. remained near an all-time high as recently as March. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.